Good morning. It is Chris with you, 935. And on with the Ohio Department of Public Safety, we have Sandy on with us this morning. Sandy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. And thank you for inviting me to join you guys to talk about preparedness.
You know what? Thank you. It was kind of weird because I was thinking about this meeting this morning. Is that, you know what? We're kind of a gutsy group of people, aren't we? We don't really think about safety. We just sort of naturally assume that we're going to be okay day to day. We never consider certain things, you know? And it isn't like Ohio is like hurricanes from Florida, quakes in California. There's nothing really all that nasty in Ohio, but we should be prepared for certain things.
You know, that's very true. And according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, 48% of Americans do not have emergency supplies.
I think I make a percentage of that. I didn't even think about
well,
it.
We'll try to change your mind a little bit today.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, actually. So, well, let's just start at the beginning. What should we prepare for?
Well, you know, there's a whole host of things that you can prepare for. And it's not a scare tactic. I know a lot of people get concerned when they hear preparedness and they think, oh, this isn't going to happen to me. But, you know, really, we are preparing for the expected and the unexpected. You know, if you think about the starting of planning is, you know, preparedness is planning. So what you want to do is you want to make a plan. You want to create a plan that's an emergency plan for your household. If you have a multi-generational household, you want to make sure that you sit down maybe at the kitchen table and have some popcorn and just talk about planning and what everybody's needs are. So that is the start to preparedness is planning. So if you sit there and you think about maybe somebody in the family has mobility issues or hearing or vision concerns, you know, breathing, maybe there's somebody on oxygen. Maybe you have some really, really strong grandchildren that can, you know, be the people that will carry out the go bags that you're going to create and get them out to the car for everybody else. So planning is the first step in preparedness.
So what is Ohio known for? We were kind of teasing a few minutes ago about hurricanes in Florida. We know California for earthquakes and fires. We know, you know, different parts of the country. Montana has huge winds. And let's say, you know, Oklahoma, different places, tornadoes are huge. Is Ohio known for anything?
Well, you know, we do see our fair share of tornadoes. We see flooding from thunderstorms. You may get a heavy storm that just the slow moving storms that just sit over an area and they can just cause a lot of damage with flooding. And then you end up with, you know, damage from, you know, debris and different things. So different disasters can bring different issues with them. So, you know, flooding, tornadoes, and really when you talk about preparedness. So if I were to say to you, hi, I'm Sandy, and I'm going to talk to you about preparedness today. What do you think you need to be prepared for? Chances are you're going to say weather. The first thing that's going to pop into most people's minds is severe weather. And, you know, that's a very good thing to be prepared for. And we push that greatly here. But there are a host of other things to be prepared for as well. So Ohio can see many different things from weather to, you know, house fires. Cybersecurity is something you might want to look at too. You might want to think of a plan for that. You know, how does your family use your internet? How does your family connect? You know, different things like that. So it's not just weather.
That's a really good point. Never would have considered cybersecurity. Both our home computers, that affects our phones. Okay, so you have us convinced. So we need to be prepared. So what do we do? Where do we go? What are we buying?
Well, you know, this is, like I said, planning is the first step. And part of the planning is, you know, having a kit, a go bag, maybe a couple of, you know, Rubbermaid bin type things, something that you can put your supplies in that if you have to leave your house quickly, you have what you need. You have supplies that will last you, you know, and you're going to want to have, you know, water, maybe like a gallon a person per day. Don't forget your pets. And in this kit, you're going to want to have some food, some non-perishable items, battery powered hand crank radios, because you want to get communications. And on that note, too, you want to get reliable communications. So always, always get your communications from a reliable source. First aid kits, batteries. So, you know, planning, having a kit, and knowing what disasters could impact you are important.
And you know what? I think you just touched on a key word here, communication, because we probably should not be too reliable on our phones then, because towers can go down.
Yeah, and that's a possibility, too. I mean, it's happened in other places, and there are alternate means of communications. And also, you know, if the phones are, if you're having trouble contacting somebody by calling them on the phone, you might consider texting. It takes up less bandwidth. And then there's other options as well. There's amateur radio. There's just a host of different ways to communicate. But part of the communications plan is, you know, talking to your family, like I said, with a plan, sitting down, having a conversation, because you may not be together when disaster strikes. You know, the kids may be at school, the parents may be at work. And how are you going to connect? And how is everybody going to know, you know, what the plan is? Where do you go? Who do we call? If I can't get a hold of you, who do I want to get a hold of? So you need to establish all of this with your family. So a household plan is crucial.
So then we go out, we buy our stuff, and we get our Rubbermaid bin, and we put all of our stuff inside the bin. Now we're looking in our bin, we're saying, well, I got to put you somewhere. So depending on where, does it go in the basement? Do we keep it? Where do we keep our bin?
Well, you know, and that's going to be dependent too on your location and what you have available for it. And also I will toss in there, make sure that that bin is not too big to carry. So if you are the one that has to carry it out to your car or carry it down to the basement, make sure you can lift it. You might want to consider a couple of smaller containers or maybe a couple of backpacks. But, you know, if you're going to shelter in your house, maybe you're going to shelter from a hazardous material situation. So that might be something that you want to have on the first floor. If you're going to be sheltering from severe weather, you may want to have it in the basement so you don't have to carry it down there. If you're going to have to evacuate, which you never know if you will or not, you know, you're going to want to have it someplace where you can grab it quickly and go. And it depends on your home, and it depends on how it's laid out and the size of the go kit that you have.
All right. We are on with Sandy from the Department of Public Safety here in the state of Ohio. And September is National Preparedness Month. And the question comes up is that, are you prepared and to really protect the life that you've built? It's the legacy that you want to leave behind, and you want to protect that so you don't lose it. So, Sandy, I guess the question I have for you yet is, sometimes when you think about National Preparedness Month, a lot of times, because you just said a second ago, we think about weather, but there can be other variables. We talked about fire a second ago. What about, and God forbid, you know, you never want to see something like this happen, but does this also deal with an alert that has to do with, let's say, an Amber Alert? Something comes up with your kid, something happens with your child, and maybe a kidnapping or something. Is that connected to this?
Well, absolutely. Preparedness comes in many forms, and communications and alerts, wireless emergency alerts, the emergency alert system, and there's a lot of acronyms that go with this too. So there's wireless emergency alerts are WEA, W-E-A, and those are, excuse me, those are short little messages that you'll get in a text. So there's also emergency alert systems, and those are the ones that you see roll across your TV. NOAA weather radio. Those are great ways to get weather communications as well. So, yeah, those are all great things. And you want to look at the different applications that can work for your family.
And the Ohio Emergency Management Agency, EMA, is committed to educating Ohioans in the four phases of emergency management: preparedness, mitigation, response, and recovery. So, Sandy,
absolutely,
preparedness. We talked about preparedness a lot. Is there anything else when it deals with being prepared that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, I think, you know, of course, there's probably plenty that we haven't touched on. And, you know, something I'll mention, too, is that during the month of September, EMA is trying to help educate Ohioans on safety and preparedness tips. So if you follow us on social media, Twitter and Facebook, look us up. We're out there, you know, posting all the preparedness information. Another really great source, and I'm just going to toss this out there so I don't forget it, because it's one of my very favorite sites, is www.ready.ohio.gov. And that is a site where you can go and you can look at all the different hazards. There's a list of hazards, and some will possibly impact you, and others may not apply to you. You know, like we talked about hurricanes. Ohio doesn't necessarily get hurricanes because we're not on the water, you know, like Florida or any place like that. But we certainly see the remnants of hurricanes. And by seeing the remnants of hurricanes, you know, it can cause high winds, damaging rains, storms. So, you know, we do prepare for hurricanes in a sense. But this list will tell you different things that you can look at. And it's very interesting. And it will tell you what you can do before, during, and after that disaster, which is a great source of information and a great resource. You know, I recommend everybody just jump on there, take a look, see what you can see, and see how you can work those into your emergency plans.
There you go. Along with a deeper list of different things to be prepared for. Also, mitigation.
Yes. Mitigation is, you know, a lot like preparedness. So I guess we could sort of look at a simple way to look at it would be if you have a tree next to your house and it's got a great big branch that's hanging over your roof that could fall if it storms and you see that. So your preparedness is going to be, oh, I see that branch and I need to fix that branch. And your mitigation action is going to be fixing that branch. So they all go hand in hand together, because if you don't fix the branch and it falls on your roof, you're going to have damage. And then that falls into the recovery phase. Maybe this is just a simple way to look at this, but you know, you would have to go through and get your roof fixed and different things like that. So, you know, the four phases of emergency management are very important, and local county EMAs as well. If you have access to look up your county EMA, I recommend it. They are a great resource for all Ohioans. Each county has one, and they can also speak to you about this. They can come to events and talk to you about preparedness and safety, and they can offer resources that could be available to help you.
You know, Sandy, you just put the picture of the guy from those commercials, those TV commercials, on her head. I'm Mayhem, and a branch falls down on top of your car. You put that in her head. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's my game.
There you go. All right. Talking with Sandy about the Ohio Department of Public Safety and getting prepared for our emergencies. We're going through the four levels of emergency management. We've already talked about preparedness. Mitigation we just covered. Now, what about response?
So response is after a storm or a disaster, there's a response, and the response is different for each agency. So there are many different agencies. Ohio EMA is a resource for our other state and, well, federal and local agencies. So we are here to help provide support to them. So what we do is we offer grants and different things that we can do that can help in the response and the recovery efforts. And they sort of go hand in hand, because we want to make sure that there are no unmet needs in Ohio. If there's something that needs to be fixed, we like to be in there and try to help as much as we can to get things remedied.
And finally, the fourth stage, recovery.
Yes. And that's a big one. And sometimes it can be a quick process, and other times it can be a long-term recovery, and it can take quite a while. It depends on what the incident was that impacted the area. It could be flooding, and the flooding may have caused damage to structures, or it could have been a high windstorm or a tornado. It could be anything like that that will recover, or that will require assistance to recover from it.
The longer you and I chat about this, the more the phrase keeps coming into my head of, we don't know what we don't know. And we can't prepare for something if we don't understand what exactly to prepare for. You said that we usually think about weather, but there's a whole litany of things. And that's really where the website comes in, because you mentioned for preparedness, there was a website you said to go to really take a look at the list of things that we should be prepared for. And what was that website again?
That is www.ready.ohio.gov.
Sandy, I'm going to ask you about you for a second, because I know we've been talking about September and National Preparedness Month. What stories do you have to share with us that people who either they weren't prepared at first, then they were prepared?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the case. And a lot of times that is the case. So one thing I can share would be a tornado, for example. You know, people may not have a place to shelter. Not everybody has a basement. And, you know, some people don't know where to go to shelter from severe weather. So, you know, after that happens, they may come to me and talk, and they say, hey, you know, what can I do? Well, one thing that, and we've had people actually go out and do this, but we have a safe room program, a tornado safe room program. And you can look this up on our website, which is www.ema.ohio.gov, and click on mitigation. And it will take you to the area where the Safe Room program page is at. And this is a program that you can see the different things that can help keep you safe in a tornado if you're sheltering. So a safe room is something that you can have. There's different forms for it, but you can have this put into the ground. You can work with a contractor and have this added. And you can go in there, I don't know, kind of like Twister, you know, in the movies where they go into the shelters and they close the doors behind them. This is sort of like the modern version of that. And it's very important to have a place to shelter. So that's one thing, is sheltering. When somebody has shelter they feel much more secure. So, you know, the safe room was a big deal. It's a good thing to have.
Because you also said that 48% of Americans don't have emergency supplies. Yes. Because we just don't think about it.
That's very true. That was a surprising statistic to me. I guess it was surprising yet not surprising. And it doesn't have to be expensive to prepare. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can make a kit and just, you know, keep it handy and just remember to go back and refresh the items in it. So if something, you know, maybe you have a can of soup in there that you might want to just have for lunch one day and replace it with a newer can of soup, you know. So, you know, having a plan, having a kit, you know, that's just very important in preparedness. It goes a long way.
Yeah, because how often should we update that? Is it like once a year, once every couple of years? I mean, obviously, it depends on what's in there. But let's say you have a 24 case of water, let's just say. And I don't know if that's overkill or not. But let's say you have a bunch of bottles of water in there, plastic bottles. How often should that be swapped out?
Well, you know, and a good rule to this is use it and replace it. So if you need to run up to the store and buy some more water, maybe drink a lot of bottled water and you say, oh, we need more water. Just go down and grab the water out of your kit and replace it with the new that you bought. And that way that's been refreshed. You know, and it depends on what you have in there. You don't want to have anything that's perishable, of course. So, you know, canned items, remember too, if you're going to have a kit and you're going to have cans of soup or anything in there, have a manual can opener. Mm-hmm. So there's little things that you can think of when you make these kits that will go a long way with you.
And again, these are all suggestions that we can find at which website?
This will be www.ready.ohio.gov.
Ready.ohio.gov. Sandy, you know what? You've spent so much time this morning really draining out different suggestions and going through all the different levels. Is there anything else that we should consider?
Well, I think one thing that comes to my mind is September is where we observe National Preparedness Month. But really, preparedness doesn't go out of style. You need to prepare every month of the whole year. You need to always keep this in your mind and always, you know, think about different things that you can do to stay safe. You want your family, you want your friends, you want your household to be safe. So just continually preparing and updating your plans and practicing your plans. You don't want to just create the plan and say, okay, we've got a plan, we're good to go. You want to practice that plan. You want to take the family and say, okay, we're going to have a little drill. This is what we're doing. What would we do if? And that's how you practice your plan.
You're basically suggesting ideas that really a lot of our jobs do, because from time to time, we may do like a fire drill at where we live. You know, if you live in an apartment, they have fire drills. Mm-hmm. They have fire drills at our offices, at our work. We have to single file downstairs if we have them. They're responsible. We probably should be too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, with our families. Well, this year's theme is a lasting legacy. The life you've built is worth protecting, and preparing for disasters by creating a lasting legacy for your family. We've been spending our time with Sandy from the Department of Public Safety. Sandy, thank you again for spending time with us again this morning and giving us some really great ideas and some pointers and some tips. Now, for the rest of us who listen to Sandy, it's our job to take the next step and to go out and to really, we can either hit the website, get an idea of what we need, then go out and shop and build our kits and make sure we take care of those. And Sandy, one last time, I want to make sure I really drill this deep. The website one more time.
All right. It's www.ready.ohio.gov.
Sandy, appreciate you. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today and really enlightening us and giving us that gentle nudge that's occasionally needed. Because like you said, 48% of us don't really have any kind of a plan because we just don't think about it. Today, we thought about it.
And I'm so glad I could be here to join you. So thank you. I appreciate it. And everybody stay safe.